Why are players so scared to call other players when they break a rule? Are they just chicken shit? Yeah, I'm recently, Shane, of course, if you've watched the Memorial coverage and you watched Terry Miller's coverage, he made, or I can't remember, somebody made a video talking about Jacob Cupcake Curtis, how long it takes him to putt, right? And then there was one actual sequence where they showed Terry Miller actually sped up the footage by 500%, and it still took him 52 seconds to make a putt. Yeah. Why do you suppose so many players, why do you think this is a thing? Why is it that other players on the card or on the tournament don't call him out on it?
I'll give you three reasons. One is retribution. They don't want retribution. Because there will be times where they'll will want leniency. I'll leave it there. I feel like it's the expectation is that a marshal will do it now. I think it's heading more and more that way. And then, you know, last but certainly not least, I think it's a lack of preparation on the person that is putting. So whoever it is that's making these violations, especially time violations, it's a lack of preparation. You're not doing your job to get yourself better, to play within the rules of the game. So my humble opinion, Cupcake, step up your game, right?
No, I agree with you on the retribution thing. I mean, no one wants to be the bad guy. No one wants to cause controversy. I mean, you don't want a tense, you know, it's your card too, right? Mm-hmm. You're playing as well. It's your game. Your game's on the line. You're trying to win money. You're trying to place well. You don't want any tension in the group, right?
Upset the apple cart, right?
Right. Because you got to be on it. And then, you know, then of course you're thinking, well, if I call you on this, does that mean you're going to watch me like a hawk to make sure I don't have a foot fault or I don't take 31 seconds, you know, you never know what someone's going to do. So it's almost like you just don't want to rock the boat, right? And then now the whole thing about you saying about them, you know, playing better and being more prepared. Now, Jacob used to be on Clash Discs. He is no longer on Clash Discs. And I think I've talked to him a couple times about taking too long to putt. I wasn't like coaching him. I think it just kind of came up and, you know, and they even mentioned it in the clip is that he knows he takes too long. He just, he's like almost fighting it. Like, okay, I feel good. Okay. No. Okay. I'm going to do it. Sure. Okay. And he just can't let go of it.
If you're doing your shopping online for disc golf, make sure you check out DoorDisc.com. Shane Solomon with DoorDisc has everything you need in disc golf. Check them out, DoorDisc.com. If you have a store or you know of somebody that has a store and they need Clash discs in their store or they need a restock, have them check out CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com. CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com.
And he's a great putter. But yeah, you're right. They need to play within the rules. And now I went on our Facebook group, the Cool Daddy Disc Golf Podcast Facebook group, and I actually posed a question about what people's thoughts. And I thought I'd share some of these with you. Someone said, Jonathan Fletcher said, same reason we don't do it in bowling and even in the PBA. It's not enforced on television. You can't take days where there are quite a few repeat offenders that are never called warned. I personally think it stems from the player-to-player courtesy warning and have to be that guy that calls a rules official for something outside that game would consider petty. And you're right. It's like, are you going to get bashed and think, you know, and Chris Clements actually, who, of course, you know, is one of the top-rated lefties in the sport, if not the top-rated lefty.
The top-rated lefty.
He mentioned that, you know, it is kind of a weird thing about messing it up and or messing up the card as far as the tension on there. Let me see if I can find.
Well, and we'll while you're doing that, we'll talk about Aaron Gossage, who was on the card with Jacob and saying that it influenced his game. Now, he says it did not influence his game, but that he goes on in the broadcast to ultimately say that he ended up rushing his putts because Jacob was taking too long, so he felt like he needed to pick up the pace of the card. So the obligation or the burden fell on Aaron Gossage, whether it should be or shouldn't be, whether he should have taken that responsibility or not, you know, that's up to him, but Jacob took too long, you know, and whether it's a Barkley syndrome or not, you know, whether it's Charles Barkley, and if you don't know what we're talking about, go look at his golf swing, whether that's it or not, whether it's just a mental block or not. You know, the responsibility is to stay in that 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So Chris Clements, 45 now.
So, or is it? I don't know. Did it change?
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought it was always 30 seconds.
We'll stick with 30.
Okay, 30. So Mark Hill on the comment posted, players need to get over the possible negative vibe in the card and enforce the rules. So and that some people said that, not a lot on the Facebook page, but some people said they just need to get over the negative vibe. Chris comes back right. and says negative vibes on the card for sure, along with scrutiny on all social media platforms as well. Is that's a mm-hmm. thing too. Oh, you know, absolutely. If you're going to get, yeah, you get you, it's all being recorded. Jeez, our mm-hmm. entire lives are being recorded, right? Mm-hmm. But, and so you call someone out on a rules violation, and then you're going to get scrutinized because you're like, oh, just play your game. Don't worry about it. Just play your game. Exactly. So you got to deal with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so Chris actually says Thomas Gilbert was criticized recently for calling someone. Castro was too. Years ago, it's easy to play armchair quarterback, but we definitely need officials who can play, who can follow players and make calls. That's not mm-hmm. going to happen for a long time. There's not going to be an official on every card for, you know, what is it going to be, the top one, two, three cards. There's no way mm-hmm. that takes up too much manpower. So,
right, and it's definitely a bad situation. You have to give it to every card.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a onesie twosie thing. It's a every single card in the tournament.
Now, Les Bergman had a really great comment he said on here. Let me see if I can find it. He said he made an interesting point. In these situations, the most important factor for each player will always be, how does calling this affect my game mm-hmm. as compared with how not calling it affects my game?
Right.
So if I call you on a foot fault or if I call you on a time delay, how does that negatively impact? Or I just don't say anything and just kind of go with the flow. And that way I can be in my game and worry about my game. So
right,
interesting.
Right. I think that's the excuse that a lot of people use is I'm staying in my game, so I don't care. But yet, as soon as you ask somebody, hey, who takes the longest in the PDGA to putt? They're going to know exactly who it is. They're going to name them off immediately. So convenient excuse. I think it's a excuse of language. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you're calling that, if you do it, you're going to get animosity from players. And if you don't do it, you're going to get animosity from fans.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, go to the Cool Daddy Disc Golf Podcast Facebook page if you're on Facebook and it's not down like it was today for a little bit. And go out there and join in the conversation. Let us know what your thoughts. But for the most part, people seem to think that it needs to be called. And, you mentioned people are going to know who it is. I mean, I didn't say anything in my initial post who it was, and there was three or four comments where people knew exactly who I was talking about. Some people mentioned my name. Some people just paid, like even Joshua said, they need to call them. Nobody needs to pump the disc 10 times before putting or take longer than 30 seconds. That's insane. So yes, I would say that Jacob was at 10 plus more. So Jacob, if you end up watching this, because I know you watch my stuff, I'm not trying to pick on you, but dude.
TikTok, right?
Yes. Work on that, dude, because you're a great player and you can be even better. Get it together. No, I'm playing.
You know what's funny, though, about that? It's not new, and I don't understand why it continues to pop up. I mean, Gannon Burr, Nico LaCastro, you know, all these guys have been torched for it.
Yeah.
Just nothing changes. Well, hey, what's the what was that? The Art and Zen of Disc Golf? That book that teaches you how to play within the game of disc golf.
Let me know if you need that book, Jacob. I'll send you a copy.
Yeah. He'll sign it for you too.
Yeah.